You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Monday morning to you. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. This is your Pensacola Expert Panel. Malcolm Ballinger is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
I've missed you.
I missed you too.
Listen, how was Texas?
Oh, it was beautiful.
Is it bigger and better? Are you going to leave us?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
No. I don't think I'll ever leave Pensacola, but it was mighty hot there. I guess it was in Pensacola, so very humid.
So yeah. It was a toasty.
It was a toasty.
How was your son and family? I'm sure that they were so overjoyed to have you visit.
We had such a great time. Such a wonderful time.
Played some golf?
Oh, of course.
Of course.
I fine-tuned my game for Pebble Beach next week.
That's right. You're leaving us again
to
go play Pebble Beach.
Pebble Beach, yeah. I took out a second mortgage on my house to pay the green fees.
But, oy. Are they that high?
On a scale
of one to Beyonce, are they closer to the Beyonce side?
Yes.
Well, my goodness. I'll
tell you exactly. It's $540 for 18 holes.
Listen, oh. Jeff Bezos, calm down. But it's the experience.
Yes, it is. I think it's safe to say in this country, it is probably the most famous and the most sought after golf course, the most wanted, most people want to play. There is only one course which is more famous, and that, of course, is in Scotland, St. Andrews.
Yes.
So
have
it
you
is,
played there?
No, but... we plan, my son and I, a family plan to go next year to play St. Andrews.
Okay, so I'm up for adoption right now.
I could hide you in my golf bag. You would probably fit in there.
Shimmy myself down, put one of those socks like on my hands and pretend to be a couple clubs,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Listen, that's one of my dreams is to go to Scotland. I'm just saying. I've been to England. It's beautiful. Mm. I want to go to Scotland and then Ireland next. And then, yeah, all those things. Where's the best place you've ever visited? That's a big question.
You're talking about in England, Scotland, or anywhere?
In the world.
I went to Japan for 2 weeks as a guest of, when I was in the consumer electronics business, as a guest of Panasonic Company. And I must say, that was probably the greatest time that I had. I loved the culture. It was just a wonderful time.
I hear they are excellent hosts. Like, their hospitality is top notch.
Oh, without doubt.
Right now, the Olympics are happening, if you don't know, if you're living under a rock somewhere. but they are having some, issues with that. There was a lot of controversy when it came to the Olympics.
I don't know about everybody else out there, but I have to tell you, I just haven't got motivated to watch it. It just doesn't seem to have the same interest. Maybe it's just me. I'm involved in other things, but it just doesn't seem to have the same, I don't know, what's the right word? Pizzazz? Same motivation to watch it.
Listen, I should probably stop watching documentaries and researching things because I'm a little bit, although I love the whole concept of the tradition of the Olympics, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like back, let's go rewind to Greece. But now there's a lot of controversy and there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes. And I feel like, we make a lot of excuses and all in the name of tradition.
Mm-hmm.
When really, you know, there's, I understand some of people's gripes and troubles that they have with the Olympics. And quite frankly, yeah, it just hasn't been so captivating to me this time around. No offense.
I think that's a good way to put it. It's not so captivating.
You know what did? So we had on the opening ceremony here in studio. We have these beautiful TVs up here to distract me. And they were doing like the opening ceremony, and they had these, you know, these people dressed up in like pretty much emoji outfits, but they were like dancing around. And that to me was just a little bit more entertaining than the Olympics themselves. But I'm holding out for some good floor routine with the gymnasts. That stuff is just absolutely, I mean, it's jaw-dropping that these men and women fine-tune their entire lives and bodies and athleticism to flip backwards on the floor.
Yeah, what I do find a little odd is that they've introduced all of these off-the-wall events now. I noticed on the news that a 13-year-old girl, Japanese girl, had won the street skateboarding gold medal.
Oh, is that a thing?
Apparently, that is a thing now. They have simulated handrails, stair handrails and things, you know, that skateboarders slide down and those things. And this 13-year-old girl won the gold medal for skateboarding.
Wow.
Is that a sport? Is it a pastime?
I would win the gold medal for falling.
Yeah, really?
That's something. If there is a gold medal out there, actually, if there's a gold medal out there for sarcasm, I don't know. You and I could probably go head to head.
Yes.
Let's see. I would probably, at least if I'd be fine with getting silver if I was next to you and you were getting gold. But if I lost to, like, you know, somebody else, I don't want to offend anybody, so I'll just stop myself. But
yeah. Yeah. Like, quit while you're ahead.
Quit
there.
While we're ahead. Hey, we got to talk some Ballinger Publishing. There's happening right
yes,
now.
Yes, we must.
Did you see what is this? The Bud Light Fishing Rodeo, because this month's issue of Pensacola Magazine is all things fishing.
Yes.
And water life.
Yeah. Have you ever been out fishing in the Gulf?
No. I mean, I've gone fishing. But not in the Gulf. I need to do it, though, because I love fishing. I think it's
yes,
fun.
Yes, you should. It is a wonderful, wonderful day out. Actually, Mom would probably enjoy it.
Yeah, that would be something. We could definitely become famous on the internet for the two of us out there trying to fish. She's probably listening right now, so I got to be nice. we would look like Lucy and Ethel, literally, trying to be out there. I mean, I can hold my own. Listen, let me tell you something. Back, you know, 15 years ago, I used to just own the boys when it came to fishing on the Okeechobee River when I lived down in South Florida.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Had a lot of fun. Lots and lots of fun. Let me just tell you. The Gulf, the only thing that scares me is, like, what if I accidentally, like, catch, like, a, I don't know, like a hammerhead or something like that?
Well, actually, one time when I went out fishing, we were dropping lines and catching these huge groupers, and it was wonderful. Then all of a sudden, one of the guys caught a shark, and they're pulling it in. Didn't realize it was a shark until it got close to, and the boat captain says, cut it, you know, right now, because apparently you don't want one of those in the boat. They get a little testy when you pull them into the boat. Yeah.
Did they see what kind of shark it was?
It was probably 5 feet long. I mean, it wasn't huge, but still has big teeth, I imagine.
They could definitely probably do like a pinky or something.
Yeah, and he was pretty angry, this shark was, and so the captain said, cut.
Wow.
Cut back, so.
Yeah, that I've seen some really good snapper, people catching some decent sized snapper in the Gulf this year.
Yes.
I don't know what those snappers are eating, but I mean, you can like make at least a dozen fish tacos out of one of them. Which, do you like fish tacos?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan, but
it's weird to say no, you know.
Okay, no, I don't like fish. I was trying to be a team member here.
It's okay, you don't have to agree with me. I like fish tacos. You like fish and chips. That's what makes the world go round.
I love fish and chips. Yes.
That, you know what? Snapper would probably make a pretty solid fish and chips.
Seriously, I do love fish. I love fresh fish, and I've had fresh snapper, and it is wonderful. Yes.
Very fresh good. Oh, yes. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620-850-437-1620. If you have a question, comment, or want to chime on in, I'm Jenna Barr. We'll be right back.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles, and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
The Peedmore Import Summer Sale is kicking off this month with factory fresh inventory arriving daily. That means Peedmore Imports has the Volkswagen sedan or SUV ready to take off into summer. Plan your road trip with a 2021 Jetta S. This sporty four-door sedan is on sale from $20,490. For more room and more VW, it's the 2021 Tiguan S, on sale from $26,490. And the biggest SUV of them all, the 2021 1.5 Atlas SE from $39,990. But the biggest splash being made this summer is the 2022 Volkswagen Taos. It's the newest SUV for VW, and Peedmore Imports has the Taos S on sale from $23,490. It's time to get back on the road today in the Volkswagen you've been waiting for from Peedmore Imports in Pensacola. They're not in Carr City, but on New Warrington Road, just 3 miles north of NAS Pensacola.
Sell price before tax, tax, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
If you're an avid sports fan, you need to listen up. This is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager for Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3. ESPN Pensacola 99.1 and Pensacola Playlist 94.5. I'm looking for someone to join our sales team that just loves and is very passionate about sports. We have the number one sports broadcasting brand in the nation, ESPN. And we want you to be our top draft pick to join our sales team. If you love sports and winning as much as we do, send your resume to hr@catcountry987.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
In your car, online, on Alexa, Echo Dot, Google, and the News Radio 92.3 app. No more wherever you are when you listen to Pensacola's local news talk station, News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Newsmaker interviews with Brian Kilmeade. Money talk on The Ramsey Show. No more because you hear the best variety of national talk every weekday on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. You're listening to News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620, 850-437-1620. Malcolm Ballinger is here. He's about to tell me about a delicious drink that he sipped on. What was it?
Well, you know, when you're around grandkids, and I've noticed this with other people, you tend to become a little different.
Oh, sure.
Soft, I guess. And so, you know, the grandkids will get you to do things that you wouldn't normally do. So we're in the restaurant, and so I saw somebody with a drink called a beerita. So they said, "Oh, Pop, go ahead. You have one." "Oh, that sounds like a good idea. Let's try it." It's a margarita in a big glass.
Yes.
And then you take a bottle of beer and you turn it upside down in the margarita. In my case, it was a Cerveza, a Corona.
Okay.
And then you take a straw and you sip the margarita. And as you sip the margarita, the beer sort of permeates through into the margarita. And so by the time you finish, you kind of got a buzz and a little dizzy. But it's a wonderful, refreshing drink.
Now, listen.
Like I said, I would only do this with the urging of my grandkids. I mean, you can't disappoint your grandkids.
I love that your grandkids are like, chug, chug, chug.
Yeah, go on. Come on, pop up.
Pop up.
What's wrong with you?
Why aren't you drinking? Peer pressure. It's hilarious. I want to drink with my pop up. Yeah. I don't really drink anymore, but that would be fun. I would just to have a drink. You know, one of my first drinks was with my dad. Mm. Let me have a drink. I won't tell you how old I was, but he said, I'll let you have a couple of sips. And it made me feel so special. And I bet you it made your grandchildren feel so special.
Yes, yes.
That is for sure.
I hope so.
That is so, a beerita. And, you know, I will tell you, good job on choosing Corona. That's only appropriate to have a margarita beerita with a Corona.
So if there are any local bars or restaurateurs listening, I'd say it's worth adding to the... thing, particularly if you're at the beach, you know, a beach bar, beer eater, I think would be a wonderful attraction.
Well, if you're at the beach, have you ever had like a bushwhacker?
Yes.
So good.
So good.
I mean, you got to drink a lot of water with them, but they are delicious.
Maybe that's the mistake I made. I didn't drink the water.
Oh, was that you running down the beach that one day? Was that you?
Yes, that was me.
It's okay. I was running after you. Hey, 850-437-1620. You know, it's something that's y'all featured in Pensacola Magazine and Downtown Crowd.
Yes, we're here to talk about Pensacola Magazine. I guess we should talk about it.
But it was this past weekend on Saturday was the beach cleanup. Oh, man. I want to make sure I get it right. But Keep Pensacola Beautiful did this with the Dune Doctors. And they took volunteers out and they cleaned up the beaches because there's, as you know, just trash accumulates and people have fun and stuff happens and, you know, you end up leaving things behind. It happens, you know, but they did that this past Saturday. And I thought that was really cool. I would love to see more of that happen frequently throughout the year when it comes to our beaches, because I feel like our beach is obviously one of our best things other than our beautiful downtown. And so keeping it beautiful, which obviously Keep Pensacola Beautiful wants to do, I've seen them around town doing cleanups at parks. I just love that they had an event like that the community could take part of. So it was really cool. Did you hear anything about it?
In a word, no.
No. That was your one word. That's it. You're fired.
Saturday, I was busy working in the office, and then I mowed my lawn. So I was sort of insulated on Saturday.
Oh. Do you feel satisfied after you mow your lawn? Like, is that a great accomplishment to you?
Yes. My little yard, I love to mow the lawn, and I love to tend the flowers, and... I have a couple of camellias which I'm working so hard on, and I'm hoping to get some really good flowers next year. I understand why gardeners are so obsessive. I can see that it could really get in your blood. And my lawn is certainly not in great shape, but I'm working hard on it.
It does. It's therapeutic.
I think that's exactly right. Yes, it is.
Plus, it's your own, and so it's something that when you're cultivating it, it's also you get to enjoy the fruits of your labor.
Yeah, as I mowed on Saturday, there was a neighbor's dog had left me a present.
Oh, why? Oh my goodness! I have a good sign for your yard. I found it the other day. They sell them here around town.
That is the problem with having nice grass.
No,
neighborhood dogs want to.
First of all, stop. Do not listen. I feel like, okay, hold on. Let's have a therapy moment.
Okay.
This is not your fault.
Okay.
You need to accept that this is not your fault. This was not even the dog's fault, okay? Dogs just do what they got to do. The person, you know, we have these things like plastic bags you can get anywhere, Publix, Winn-Dixie, all the places. So it literally takes just an extra step and a little bit of a squat to take care of the business.
Okay.
So I will release you from that and all that guilt. That was our intervention here on the Pensacola yes. Expert Panel. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to chat a little bit more about Pensacola Magazine before we wrap up here on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Get a great deal on Kubota utility tractors. Our powerful, versatile lineup is built to do it all. So whether you need to mow, rake, stack, lift, or pull, get it done right with a Kubota utility tractor. Right now, get a Kubota utility tractor for zero down and 0% APR, plus save up to $1,000. Now through March 31st. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Coastal Machinery, your local authorized elite Kubota dealer for over 35 years. Check them out at CoastalMachinery.com.
Join Mainstay Financial Group tomorrow morning at 10 on News Radio 92.3 for the Pensacola Expert Panel, Winning with Mainstay and host Bob Burgi. Don't let life get away from you without educating yourself about your money and retirement. Knowledge will help you achieve your vision for the future. Bob will be taking your calls and answering questions. That's tomorrow morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
Attorney Joe Cordell.
For many men, divorce brings a bewildering sense of loss. You feel adrift, isolated, like you're the only person in the world. But the good news is, you're not alone. Cordell & Cordell can help guide you through all aspects of divorce.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Jacksonville area attorneys. Call 833-MEN-LAW-1. Offices in Jacksonville and by appointment only in Ponte Vedra Beach. Lisa Cargis, Florida resident partner. Joseph Cordell, licensed in Missouri and Illinois only. CordellCordell.com.
Tuesday nights in the summer are reserved for Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Every Tuesday night at 7, there's a new band at the Gulfside Pavilion playing live music just for you. This week, the Knee Deep Band takes the stage. This five-piece plays classic rock, reggae, blues, funk, pop, oldies, and Motown. Bring a lawn chair or a blanket, but don't bring any pets or glass. We'll have Buffalo Rock Pepsi at the Cat Country tent. It's Bands on the Beach every Tuesday night.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. Hey, don't go anywhere. We're going to have the Chamber Connection coming up after Fox News in a little bit. But Malcolm, we're wrapping up July already, and you're going away next week, so I won't see you till August.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow. So what do we have to look forward to in August?
Can I talk a minute about September? Because September is our special Parade of Homes edition.
Oh, that's right.
And it is probably going to be about 150, 160 pages. It's going to be a big, big edition. And, of course, it features all of the Parade of Homes. And so if you are thinking about buying a home or just curious about new homes, mm-hmm. Parade of Homes is the magazine for you. It'll be out in... maybe even late August. We have to get it out in time for the Parade of Homes, and staff are working really hard on it right now. It's a lot of work, but it is our biggest book of the year.
I can imagine. Plus, the real estate market is hot and happening right now.
Yes, it is.
So, where do they go to submit their home or whatever they got to do?
Well, they have to do it through the Home Builders Association because they pick the Parade of Homes, and they have a set. It's actually builders that apply and say, you know, I have a home. And the show home is in the Yellow River Ranch, which is just down the freeway from Pensacola, south of Milton, north of Gulf Breeze.
Well, look at that. Mm. We have a lot to look forward to in September. Hey, enjoy.